Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 2, we taught that even though it may seem that we got away with our sin, we will pay for it. Let's end the week with that thought. Like matter, Satan lied to you just as he did to Eve beside, and his corrupted pleasure is bringing the consequences that Eve had in that she became a sinner. And unless she had a Savior, she'd be separated forever from God. So other animals must be careful not to go into the den of the lion. It's alluring to the senses, but eventually it brings destruction. Don't you think that old Lot there in the book of Genesis did this? He got near the den and was drawn into Sodom. Before too long, his family is devoured. His daughters will actually get him drunk in order, because they're afraid they won't have children, in order to have children by their own daddy. He's so drunk at the moment he doesn't know the difference because they got him drunk. And I'm saying that just simply to say, certainly, when we think of Ammon and Moab and so forth, we know that Lot, even though he's a saved man, regretted that for the rest of his life, going to Sodom. The young lions are attractive and cute, but the old lion is the king of the beast. Satan uses the devil. As a matter of fact, in Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And those rulers of the darkness of this world and those powers are things that really cause these kind of failures that I just talked about. Those devils are like young lions. Oh, they're cute. But the old devil, the king of the beast, is giving them their orders. And you're attracted. And it leads to death. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 1 through 3 warn this. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Oh, yes. Deceitful. Alcohol. Drugs, immodestly dressed women, which it's a shame today that they come to church that way and they claim to be saved, and immoral men who scar the spirit of others as they pass on to their children the DNA of sexual partners they had earlier. Now, ladies, understand this. You may have sexual relations with another man and your husband never find out. But because of the sexual relationship, there's DNA that passes from that man into you. And you have children with your husband after that. Part of that DNA is transferred to your child. Just think of that. It can be abortion. It can be homosexuality. It can be hate. It can be rock music and a host of other things. But just remember, if you see it and you go in to the den, you go in on your own, but you go away from the Lord. And you'll find that his draw was poisonous to your eternal reward if you are saved. And you'll be ashamed at his appearing when all the world knows that are in heaven. Now, he said here, none made them afraid. In verse 11. None made them afraid. No one in Nineveh is afraid of the armies of the people of the world. Neither is the one who's deceived and who deceives the nations and brings down kingdom. Nineveh has everything. It is the place to be if you are without Christ as Savior, or you're saved and you're without discernment, and you allow the draw or lure of the god of this world to strongly attract you and allure your flesh to the point you quench the work of the Spirit. One of Satan's greatest thrills is to cause a man to never want to be saved. But if he loses that battle, then he wants one who does get saved to see something, to make an excuse to hate church, to get away from God, so he is never effective for Christ. He can lure one into false doctrine or practice so as not to glorify God in spirit and in truth. And that makes Satan happy. Now look, I've been in ministry, full-time ministry, over 40 years. Some of the greatest disappointments are people that I thought were my closest friends, the people that you've done the most for, the people that you went out of the way for, and they've just put the knife in the back, so to speak. And that hurts. I mean, it really does hurt. And I could spend quite a bit of time on radio just telling you the various things that happened over the years. And you know what? It continues. It continues. When one is over, you say, well, I hope you never go through that again. Well, the devil brings something that may even be worse. So just understand, the devil attacks. And so, if the Satan can bring you down, he definitely will do it. If he can lure you into false doctrine or practice so as not to glorify God in spirit and in truth, that makes Satan so happy. I've seen people that get into church and they want to play the part of devil's advocate. Well, I'm just trying to teach the people to think. If you want to teach people to think, teach them God's word as it is to men as they are. As Philippians tells us, chapter 4, verse 8, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, think on these things. Okay? So, you want to teach people what to think? Teach them about those things in Philippians 4, 8. Get them to think on those things. Those things that are of good report. Get them to think on it. If there's any virtue, if there are any praise, he says, think on it. So you want to get people to think? Teach them to think on those things, the truths of God's word, the glory of God's word, instead of the things of the devil. Just like counterfeit money. They don't teach people what counterfeit money looks like. They teach them what the real thing looks like. Then you can always see a counterfeit. Get to know the word of God so well that you'll always know a counterfeit. You're lost in the woods, the storms come, and you see a cave. You run to it to escape the rain, but you've stopped in a lion's den. When you go away from the Lord, you'll find that the stones of life will take you to the lion's den. Since you are already in the wrong place, it's hard to call upon God and to hope for that deliverance. You see, He can and He will deliver His child if they are willing to commit to His righteousness and way. But if you're just wanting delivered from consequences, but you don't want to commit to His righteousness and His way, don't expect deliverance, my friend. Simply don't expect. So after the draw of Satan, let's next see the destruction by Satan here in verse 12. The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelp, and strangled for his lionesses, and filled his holes with prey, and his dens with ravin. That is the stuff that he had plundered and allured. Be it bait on a hook, food in a snare, cheese in a trap, it is something that appeals to the flesh, that the devil will put before you to draw you. You think of a fish, a bird, or a mouse in those examples I just gave you. God made a fish to forage in the water for his food, the bird to dig for worms and other food, the mouse for grain, for cheeses, for whatever foods, insects, whatever, to forage for those things that they might find. But it's so easy when they see bait on a hook, but they don't see the hook. When they see food on the ground, but they don't see the trap. When they see the cheese in the mouse trap. It's right there. It looks good. So why not? But that will end in their death. Satan, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. God made heaven and earth and gave us commandments. Be careful of those who walk about and talk of their liberty. And that liberty is always to the flesh. That liberty to the flesh will always lead, whether it's eventual or suddenly, it will lead to the death of a testimony for a Christian.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.